Is this gonna stay?
Blog Talk Radio.
You're not having a computer, your life will end on camera.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness.
Ooh, yeah.
This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody. Glad to be here with you. Yeah, after a day out there fighting the crowds, everybody's Christmas shopping, we thought we might come back, kick up our feet, and do a show. Yeehaw. So that's why we're here. Yeah. And very happy to see you. Oh, there it is.
There it is. Oops, there it is.
They want to see your jewels, Chip.
The joking part of that, but I don't know the serious part of that, what that means.
Well, I think he needs like maybe a like a herringbone silver or gold neck.
I have a necklace on.
Yeah, but it doesn't show. It
doesn't need to show.
Well, people want to see your jewels.
Well, that's life in the fast lane. What you want, what you get are two different things
in
life.
Maybe could pierce an ear.
No, you know it ain't me. That ain't my thing.
I'm amazed nobody has come out with beard jewels.
Well, that's what do you mean nobody has? Pirates used to do that all the time.
Well, they put stuff in there.
Just to braid them and put little beads and stuff in there.
Yeah, I think that should come
people
back.
People still do that. I think they still do it in certain.
Oh, give Jim a Santa hat.
Oh,
I didn't bring him out here.
Dying.
Yeah. You know what I almost bought today? Two Santa hats that came together. One said nice, and the other one said naughty. And I looked at it and I thought, which one is Jim going to want to wear? Because I'd probably want the naughty. Yeah. They think you need a headband with a floating halo. Love it. All right. Well, we'll have to explore that in the future.
All right.
Yeah.
We should probably start the show.
We should. I think you're right. All right. I'm going to kick it off by reminding everyone. We're only using ordinary playing cards, blog talkers. You're just going to have to take my word for it. Those who are joining us here as Facebookers, they can see because I always hold it up for them. What?
I didn't do anything.
Oh, but you...
Well, I bumped you by accident. Oh, no. No, I'll just interrupt you. I won't just nudge you.
Anyway, I want to remind you all, we're using ordinary playing cards. Also, I will be using a full 24-card layout, which is standard when I do my private sessions with others. So just be aware of that, that it'll take me a moment or two while you are calling in. And if we don't get very many callers, this is what's going to happen between now and the end of the year. We might get swamped and we might not get any. So just be aware of that. I like to use the full layout. I'm accustomed to it. And also, I'm able to really get a look at the landscape of your life, the playing field, if you will. So, yes, that's what we are going to do tonight. Now, we have Jimbo Fantastico with us. You look like you might be from Mexico, like a Mexican warlord or...
No.
Cartel.
Negative. Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also would like to remind you folks, if you're international out there, no matter which platform you're joining us on, make sure you let us know so we can give you your international shout-outs live, which we shall do a whole bunch of you here we shall do. So let's start from the top. We shall go to Terry Sue, who's in the UK. Rachel is down in Australia.
Yeah.
I think we have Melanie also in the UK. Cho's in the UK. Virgil's in the UK. And I believe I've covered everyone. And Suzanne's in the land of the Scots, Scotland. There we go. I think I got everybody. And anytime you come rolling in, just make sure I know, and I'll give you your international shout-out. It doesn't have to be only at the beginning of the show. 515-602-9676. That's a number to call in for your free reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says, you listen to the show while you wait. And that is a true statement. You can't hear the show while you wait. There's silence at any time for extended periods. Something went wrong. Just hang up and call back. You'll get right back in the queue. It's a nice queue system. Visual. I can see the numbers. It's a good system. Yeah, it's a very good system. So have faith in it. All right. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Folks that are in the land of Facebook, if we get gaps in the calls, as she had mentioned earlier, we shall turn to you. Can't make any promises and nail down times or anything. You just got to hang loose. And we'll make it very clear. If it's not clear, then it was not, the announcement was not made. We'll make it very clear. And I'll type it also, too, for folks that might not have their volume on. All right. Let's see. Let's take a look today. I think it's very, hey, this is important, especially the Suzanne would really probably jive with this. It's World Toilet Day.
Oh.
It's your day, Suzanne, and the entire world, Toilet Day.
Yes, boy, you would be such an asset if we get like a table show, you know, or maybe something in a broader sense over the internet. But I would love to have her behind like a restroom door and talking to us, telling us how the weather is, something like that. So go ahead. Yeah.
All right. But, you know, it's World Toilet Day. It's not just national. It's World Toilet Day.
Oh, right.
The world. It's an important thing to have. You know, it's better than the old before that, going outside and outhouses. And even before that, they would just go in the woods, I guess, in a ditch or something. All right. I am done. And before you start, do you have anything you need to spew out?
I do. Actually, I'm wondering, is it just me or is the tree listing? Behind you.
You can't go by that.
Look at that. It looks like it's...
Don't go by those. Those are optical illusions, Deb. To everybody, it might look like it because of all the camera angles and stuff.
Second of all, those of you that...
Otherwise, the whole room is listening if you look at it that way.
I guess, but I wondered
but
if they...
But it's not. It's not
I wanted to mention again for those of you who missed it last night, the cute little green tree is a gift that we received from Virgil.
International shout out to Laura in Canada.
And like I mentioned yesterday, it came with one of those, just say it again what it is, for the lights.
That's the European plug.
Yeah.
For the European voltage, which means ain't happening here.
So we also got, we went and got miniature lights. We just haven't been home long enough.
Basically the same thing. Just
We'll be having it lit up for tomorrow. But Virgil, thank you. Very lovely. We didn't have one like that.
No, we didn't have one with a European voltage plug. That's the first time I've ever had one of those.
I've never seen one before.
Yeah, I didn't know that the plug looked like. It's like a small version of our appliance plug.
Now, do they have
small version of like, say, one we use for our 240 circuits, but ours are a lot bigger than that little one.
Now, if we were to visit, you know, across the pond and such, would that mean that hair dryers and curling irons and whatnot we bring with us would not?
A lot of them,
yeah.
I have a little switch on them for travel.
Oh, they do?
A lot of, I know electric razors did since in the 70s even. They had put little switches on them.
Well, that's helpful.
Yeah, because because it's a travel item, a hair dryer, curling iron. But curling iron, I don't know so much about because they're cheap. Buy one when you're there and throw it away.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Razors, all that crap.
Also, I think... Way. I was planning a trip some years ago. There's a guy down there who owns a fishing business that he's got, and he wanted me to come on down with one of my sons. And he said, just remember, your appliances are not going to work. So, anyway, yeah. Okay. Amazon sells converters. That's for under $20, Catherine is saying. There are several different plugs. So depending on which country you want to go to, you'll find an adapter.
Well, but it's not just the plug thing, too. It's the voltage, right?
Is that a lot of voltage?
Well, it's 240. It's what our appliances run off of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We have separate circuits in our house for the 240 and the 120. And
Terry,
it sounds like they just run all 240, I'm guessing. I don't know.
Terry Sue says we use a 3-pin plug thingy.
Well, yeah. Right.
We have one too, but it's different.
Yeah, it's 3 prongs. It's just not...
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I'm glad we got that all discussed.
Well,
yeah.
How come they have the switch on there for the different voltage on the electric razors and hair dryers? I thought the country had different voltage too.
Is that that little red button?
There's a little red switch. I had them on my electric razors.
Oh, so you could. What about on ships? Are they ours?
It's just like here.
Yeah, ours.
Just like here. Yeah. There's no difference here. They run 120, 60 hertz.
Well, and before we get to readings, I want to tell you, I got wonderful news today. Really, it's like made my whole week. My son, the musician who is in the Army station in Texas, it used to be called Fort Hood. They've changed it now to El Diablo or something. I don't know the name of the base, but he is coming home for Christmas with his darling Japanese wife. She has gotten treatment. She has been diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia, but she is doing remarkable with her medication. I don't know what it is, but she's on it, and I'm just so excited. So they will join us when they're here. Yeah. All right. Anyway, that's my little personal news.
We begin with Skyper. We never know where that person is calling from. All one Skype. Welcome, your caller number one.
Yes, welcome.
Volume Eyes.
Volume Eyes.
Hi, Jimbo. This is Wendy from Rancho Cordova.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Dokumen.
Nice to visit with both of you again. I am forecasting that I'm going to put the pedal to the metal and really push hard. I did do some great research, and there is an association for CPAs and also taxpayers. So I'm hoping that within 1 week from today that I have located the perfect person to do my taxes. Do you see that happening?
All right, we're going to take a look right now.
That's good, and it's good to ask follow-up questions. We tell people a lot of times if you have a complex ongoing situation, keep checking in on it. And she's checking in again like she did recently when she called last week. When I say last week, I don't mean like 7 days ago. I think she called like around Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. So let's see what happens there.
You know, it's really important to get the right person.
Of course.
It's like I've noticed over the years with hairdressers, just because they go to get training, you know, in the field of hairdressing does not mean they're talented. And an awful lot of times I've walked out with a 1940s haircut and thought, oh my God, I'm going to have to go somewhere else. So I feel that tax attorneys, interior designers, you know, anybody where there's going to be a certain amount of beyond know-how, it's also going to involve their personal dedication to what we do.
I agree.
And, thank you.
And it's always hard, you know, when you're shopping cold and all you got's the internet, which is better than the tools we used to have a long time ago, which was nothing.
Nothing.
You could call the Better Business Bureau and talk to them. And if you had a lot of contacts, talk to people. Who's your guy? Who's your guy? Who's this guy? But now I got the internet. So what do you got, Deb?
You know, it's interesting here. Go ahead, Wendy.
I'm going to stay away from finding an attorney. I'm hoping I can get either a CPA or just a real good tax preparer.
Sure, absolutely. Well, you got two men here. One, and I wouldn't even mention this, but I feel you have a right to know. Yes, you're going to be able to accomplish this, but there's two men here. One is a money sucker. He's somebody that will cost her a lot of money.
Oh, really? She's looking to put some money in his pocket to get the job done?
Well, in a way that he isn't, you know, a lot of times you can file things and they'll kick it back and say, no, this wasn't done right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I fear about him. But the other one connected to your query for the insight is actually younger and very much interested in dealing with problems. which I think is awesome to get somebody that's excited, you know, by a good problem. And yours is, in the sense that it's a nice challenge to help figure out for you. So I do believe, though, that at the end of the day, you will have the right tax professional.
Okay.
By the end of
this
week?
I think so, yes.
Wow, that's fast.
Yeah, well, because this is a holiday week.
Wait a second, though. The end of this week is like Wednesday, technically.
Remember,
yeah.
I did speak to a very well-known tax attorney. He was very pompous, and he said he can do it for $10,000.
Oh, then that's him right there in your cart.
Yeah, might be the one you saw, the money monger.
Did you laugh?
I didn't laugh. I was speechless. And I said, have a nice day. Bye.
Bucks, you know? Hey, I'll rotate your tires for $15,000, dude. I mean, Jesus.
Well, what I should have said was, can you hold while I grab my Visa card?
Yeah. I'll be right back. Hold your breath.
Yeah.
I'll be right back with the check.
Oh, my God.
Hold your breath now.
Well,
don't let go. Don't breathe.
You know how interesting. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I got an email from his secretary a couple of days ago saying, hi, just checking in. I didn't answer.
No. He's ridiculous.
I would be very – I would have a hard time not answering in a jokingly nasty way. So don't worry, I'm still trying to drum up that 10 grand, you know. Oh, you know me. I'm out there begging on the corner for 10 grand.
Well, yeah. What a deal.
Yeah, what a deal. Good deal for him, yeah. You know.
And, you know, it's smart that you aren't a dumb bunny that maybe would have fallen for that. It's very,
yeah,
you know, fortuitous for you that you were sharp.
Well, I kind of have a sense that I'm going to pay more this year than I will in following years, because this is the first year I'm tackling it, and then I'll know a lot more about it, and I'll have copies of the way he did it or she did it. But apparently it's going to be a man, not a lady, according to your cards.
That's what I see. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
And, that's fine. And I want somebody that I can email links to the IRS and all that, because I tell you, I self-educate myself. And I don't want to pay a lot. I just want to be able to be honest. And also...
Yeah.
God forbid if they mess up or miss something, they'll take responsibility for it financially.
Yeah. So I really think you're on to something good, and now Jim's got a card for you.
I have a healing angel card. That's the card tonight. I forgot to talk about the deck. All right. Tonight's card, the flavor, is the healing angel card. They're good. The subject for Wendy is clarity. Close your eyes for a moment. Breathe in the blue of the sky. Feel a gentle breeze flow through you. There is peace. There is clarity. A magical healing has just taken place. A gift from your guardian angel.
Nice.
What is a healing angel card?
Beautiful card.
That is a beautiful card. That is pure healing and bliss from your guardian angel. Thank you very much, Wendy, for being caller number one.
Yeah.
What's the name of the card?
Clarity.
Well, the name of the deck is the Healing Angel Cards, and
okay.
The subject of that one was clarity. The subject of that particular card I pulled was clarity.
Sounds perfect.
All right.
Everybody
can use some clarity and like that. All right. Well, thank you very much, Wendy.
Yeah, and please check back in with us so we know how you're doing.
Certainly.
Yeah, we'd love that.
Well, I really enjoy your show. God bless you both. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very
that
much.
That means a lot to me.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, our faithful Wendy. Been calling many moons now, many moons.
Yeah.
She's come through. She had a lot of crap she's come through.
Yeah, for sure.
She's going through battles with insurance companies and attorneys and all that crap. She got through that. Or she's moving on to the next thing, the IRS, because the year's coming to an end.
You know, it's interesting. It's been twice now. So far, we haven't seen anything of Lisa. I wonder if she ran off and got married. remember when she was on with us. What was that Friday night?
I don't remember when she was getting her grandson. She never wasn't real clear on that. I don't think it was this weekend.
I thought she said the 23rd.
Okay. Well, that'd be good. That's like right before Thanksgiving then. Well, you have a better memory than I do. So if that's what you thought, she probably did say that.
Well, when I mentioned, I said, I see a secret journey here.
Secret. I see
for
a secret.
For the two of you. And I said, I wonder if that would be to Reno or Las Vegas, which is kind of a hop, skip, and jump from where she lives. And she seemed pretty in love with the idea of running off to the Elvis Presley Chapel. They actually have one there.
Yeah, well, of course they do, don't they, Nevada? Of course they do. I did forget to mention about the...
Oh, thank you, Cassandra. She's complimenting our decor.
Yes, I
My
know that.
Son did it. Yeah.
Yes. I did forget to mention about the... Most of the regulars know what that is. For the new folks, you hear the harps playing, please let the reading come to an end, and I will give you a single card. And it is from this deck is the Healing Angel card tonight. So far it looks like regulars or not. No, because our next caller is from 231. And Google tells me that is Michigan. 231, you are the next caller.
Hello there. Welcome to the show.
Welcome in.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, you are so welcome. And what is your name, please?
My name is Tia and I'm calling from Michigan.
Michigan. Are you in the Upper Peninsula, or whereabouts are you?
I was born and raised in the Upper Peninsula, but I've been in the Lower Peninsula now for the last 30 years, yeah.
That's a long time.
Well, we're originally from Minnesota, separately. We aren't, came out of the same womb or anything like that.
That was an odd thing to say, separately.
Well, you came your way and I came mine.
It's just weird to say we're from Minnesota separately.
But
yeah, we were not Siamese twins. That is a true statement.
But I used to live in Menominee, Michigan. Yeah. And then we moved over to the Marinette side, and actually Michigan was on the other side of the river that went by. And I have no idea myself to all this.
That's
but
way up the connection in the Upper Peninsula.
The geographical connection, indeed.
So is this your first time to the show? Because I'm
not really sure. I'm thinking that I've called in, but it would have been a couple of years ago, a long time ago.
Oh, that would be a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
Well, then you kind of understand the format and how this works, yes?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Hey, the floor is yours. What would you like to know? You got a couple questions? Throw them out.
Yeah, give us a little
detail. Background. Yeah, background on the information.
Well, probably in the same boat as a lot of other people. I'm trying to get better employment, I should say. I was sick for many years, and I'm back on my feet, and I've been back to work for a couple years now, but only part-time, not enough hours, not enough pay. I'm looking for more. I'm wondering if you can pick anything up on that or anything on which field I should go into or stay in or...
Well, let me ask you,
okay.
What you do, your skill set, would it adapt to be working remotely, which is a big thing these days?
Yes. I basically work in nonprofit and social work and with kids, too. So,
oh,
yeah, that's...
Well, bless you. That is not easy work. And sometimes the wrong people get into that field. So bless you.
Yeah.
All right.
It's very rewarding, but it is very hard work. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is indeed. So what's your snowfall like up there? Anything yet?
Nothing yet, but they're saying that it's going to be here by the end, possibly the end of the week. So I'm not looking forward to it, but I want to just get here, get it over with, and get it gone.
Get the show, yep. It's got to start before it can end.
Usually brings snow. Over the river and through the woods, you know.
I remember growing up in Duluth, Minnesota, I remember many Thanksgivings where it was barren. and many Thanksgivings where there was a decent amount of snow.
Huh.
Now, traditionally, on Thanksgiving Day, there was one day, maybe that weekend, that Spirit Mountain would open for free skiing.
Oh,
and they'd
wow.
Have like one, they'd have like two runs open, two or three runs.
With homemade snow?
Well, it depended on the weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, how much, yeah, yeah. And it was always super crowded. It was like the first time they opened for the season. It was, oh, it's free. Oh, my God. You know, no lift ticket. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
You don't pay to ski. You pay to ride the lift. So, in theory, if you had some kind of telepathic powers, well, not telepathic, if you could, telekinetics, I guess, or whatever, if you could transport yourself to the top of the mountain, you would never have to pay to ski.
So you couldn't.
They only looked at your lift ticket occasionally. They only looked at that when you were getting on the chairlift.
So you didn't have to buy a ticket for, but if you're renting equipment, you're going to.
No, I'm just saying in general, but I mean, you're not going to go to a place and make one run down a hill and then call it quits.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Now, something that is extremely instrumental to this method that my grandmother taught me is that things often happen for the right reason, but we don't always see that at the time. I feel that you are steadily entering a period becoming very unsatisfied and feelings of lack of fulfillment, not enough money, as you mentioned, and that is part of your path, enabling you. And for one thing, I see you becoming really agitated and quite angry. And the thing about that is, it's like rocket fuel for us in terms of propelling ourselves into a new future. Otherwise, often we don't make the move. I use the example a lot of times of somebody that goes storming into the boss's office and says, you know what? I'm done. I'm quitting. I'm out of here right now. And then once they get out on the street, they're like, oh, my God, what did I just do? But that was important to happen because that is going to enable them. Yep, while pounding the pavement or scouring the Internet, that's going to enable them to find the future that they are deserving of and that is waiting for them. And they'll look back within a year and say, oh, I am so glad that I lost my taste for that work. So in other words, what I'm saying to you, hon, is you are going through a transition. And there is often what I see is a calling on somebody's life. And you've got one, but it's not being utilized where you work. So don't be surprised in this new year. I really think there's going to be something wonderful coming along that I see here. It's okay, Tim hates this word, but I love it. Serendipity.
Serendipity,
Yes, it's going to literally fall into your lap. And
that would be awesome.
And it will, These things, they often seem like they're happening at random, but I don't believe in random. I think everything has.
No.
What? No random?
Talking to myself.
No.
Pardon me for talking out loud to myself.
How are you in the romantic sense?
Love is in the air.
What's happening?
Not very good. That's next after the job, I figure, if there's even another possibility for me out there. I don't know at this point.
Oh, I do.
Love never knows.
I do.
Love knows no age.
With the new
love
job.
Love knows no situation.
Shush, no.
Shut hole.
Yeah, talk to yourself like that. With you, this new job is coming new love. And oh boy, you better eat your Wheaties because this is a wild, passionate, sexy attraction that's going to develop into something way more. But I mean, this,
awesome.
Yeah, you're going to meet your dolphin. And friends, they call it your lobster, that he's your lobster. Out here, home to the largest naval base in the world, as we are, the saying among women is, there are many fish in the sea and very few dolphins, and you're going to get a dolphin. So I can't wait till you call us up, and then I get to say the words I love, I told you so.
And I definitely love will, because I gave up on thinking there was another relationship in my life. I figured from now until the end, I was just going to be the way single and alone.
And you know what? That's when it happens. That's when your we'll call it your true soulmate will walk in your life. So, yeah.
Well,
just remember,
awesome.
Before Jim gives you your healing card, just remember there's a Yiddish proverb I love. It goes, man plans and God laughs. And I love
mm-hmm.
that. Okay,
yeah,
so
I can resonate with that.
All righty. Here is your healing angel card. The subject is creative potential.
Woo.
You are by nature infinitely creative. Life, that little English, life is a sea of creative potential just waiting to be expressed through you. You are free to express all your heart desires.
I love it for you.
All right.
Yeah,
well, thank you very much.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Appreciate you holding our neighbor to the north.
Yeah, call us again.
Yes,
I will. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, blessings to you, hon.
Yeah.
And
you
just stay warm up there.
Indeed.
Okay.
And the Lions did win today. If you
they
care.
Did?
Yes.
Detroit Lions?
Yes.
Okay.
They beat Chicago. It's kind of a back and forth game.
All right.
How about it? Shouldn't say that too loud, dog, because that means something to
Terry
all
Sue. I've always wanted to go on Big Brother and use my cards, because I think they say you can bring one thing with you. I'd bring
what are you
my,
talking about?
She's talking about going on the UK's next series of Big Brother.
What the hell is
that? Huh? Have you ever watched Big Brother?
I don't even know what the hell that is. I know the term, but I never
it's
heard of the show.
It's a show where they put these people in a house.
Okay.
And they...
Oh, is it a reality show?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why. I would rather watch my foot rot and fall off. Forgot about that. All right, back to, I didn't, there you go. It's a reality show.
But I think it would be fun as hell to get on one of these shows. And you know how you set up alliances? Heck, these things could be gold on a show like that. So Terry Sue, if you get to the show, you better bone up on your card reading this method.
Okay.
Yeah.
Going to area code 856, which is in Jersey. 856.
Jersey. The hello there.
Welcome in.
Hey. Hi. How are you? It's Rosemaria.
Hi.
Rosemaria.
Hello. Good to hear from you, hon. What's happening?
What's happening?
Still a little chaos with my brother. Still not straight, with everything. But
yeah, the real stuff.
Yeah. Whatever you guys can get for the positive that I'll start working soon, so I can get some Christmas gifts and stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure. It's terrible. I have been in long ago past years where literally money had to go for food or for electricity, water, all those wonderful things.
Important.
And it was very difficult to have. I often worked.
Yeah,
in the hospital on Christmas so that other people could be with their family.
Sure, and it's not so bad if you don't have little ones.
It's true.
Adults can live without presents. You
the
can
big
just
ones...
wish you Merry Christmas, have a cocktail together or something, and but little kids, they live for that one day a year.
Get the kids a bottle of, or the grown-up kids.
Get the kids a bottle of booze. Then they'll forget about their
bottle
presents.
Bottle of tequila and a few lemons.
Or whatever, yeah. I'm just saying, yeah. All right. Well, she wants to look ahead then, I guess. Right? Basically, I think she said.
What would you like from...
Anything? Do you want to just look ahead, or you got a specific area you want to look at? What do you got?
If any... money's coming in or
money.
Or anything like relationship that's come,
okay.
To
so
come
some
up.
Kind of for something good to come.
Hi, Kirsty. Glad to have you.
International, isn't Kirsty
in the UK?
Are you in the UK? Well, I'm going to give you an international shout out, but I'm off and wrong. International shout out, Kirsty's in the UK, and if I'm wrong, shame on me.
Rosa Maria, now is when the at least businesses take on temporary help. Couldn't you possibly go pick up a retail job or? Or make coffee
at
Starbucks. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been trying to do that, but I don't know, something shady about that, too.
What's shady about
that? I've been going
that?
Back and forth on, yeah, I've been going back and forth with one and retail, and I'm like, okay, I got to call this and that, and they still didn't make up their mind that one's for until January, so I have to call them up probably again tomorrow to see what's going on, but you know what I mean, a lot of chaos,
yeah,
I don't know why, but.
Have you been interviewed, or did you just put in an application?
I just put a couple applications. I've been, I had two interviews, three interviews with one company for the retail, so.
I see that.
Sorry.
So, well, you know, I believe that the right door for each person does open. Sometimes it takes a lot of determination and a lot of stick-to-itiveness, if you know what I mean. And I think that
mm-hmm.
your case, there's always been abundance in your cards, but it seems like it's difficult to get to.
Yeah.
But yeah, and with the family that you've got, who, you know, they're shady, they're not going to play fair with you. I don't know. You may have to actually go out there and make it happen on your own. But I think that, first of all, it's hard to get over the loss of a parent, and you're dealing with that. And I hope you're letting yourself grieve. I know toward the end you did not have a very good relationship with your father, but he was your father and he was very ill.
Yeah, you don't get to pick him.
Yeah, and the thing is, make peace with all of that. I feel from looking at your cards, that's your job right now, is to get yourself strong and healed and then be ready to take on the future, which I see for you is really going to fall into place. And I know that sounds really cliched, but it does happen.
It does. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, it rains, it pours, it gets nasty out. But you know what? That doesn't last, even though it feels like it's going to last forever. When every time you do something, it seems to go to shit, I would say. I hate when I get that feeling. Everything I touch turns to shit. I don't touch anything, but that doesn't last forever. It does not. It doesn't last forever.
So I'm definitely seeing a job here coming for you. You just have to keep – it almost feels like playing the lottery because you have to keep at it. You can't win if you don't play, right? You got to play.
Right.
You do. So, yeah, you can use all the freaking cliches out there. You can't get a home run if you don't swing the bat.
Yeah.
You can't score a goal if you don't take a shot, take a shot in hockey and stuff like that, yeah.
So I think the more that you get out there, the sooner the ice is going to break for you, and you will find yourself employed again. And there's love. Everybody's getting love. There is love for you. I swear. I'm going to go long on this, okay? Because sometimes people get really impatient and antsy if I say this is going to happen within this time frame. But let's go three years, maybe 4 years. But I'm seeing you with a family and very much in love. You can work or you can stay home because there's little ones here. So, see, it's just a matter of time of connecting A to B and then going all the way down to Z. That will happen.
All right, Rosa Maria, I have your healing angel card. And this one specifically is the subject is Archangel Uriel. So this is an actual archangel coming into play here. A great spiritual transformation is currently occurring both in your life and in our world. Now this is Archangel.
Yeah.
This is a union of heaven and earth, spirit and matter, heart and mind unite in harmonious balance. I can speak English sometimes. Harmonious balance.
You know, another thing, this is not glamorous work. But a lot of people turn to, say, like nursing homes, hospitals, places like that where they need kitchen help. You know, a lot of people start out in the kitchen and then end up going higher.
There's a billion things.
They pay
well. Yeah, a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't mind washing some dishes or, you know, pushing a cart of food trays, you know, that kind of thing. You may find yourself falling right into a job. Doesn't have to be your forever job.
Well, a lot of jobs, temporary jobs this time of year, and there's a billion of them, some of them turn into forever jobs. Well, if you want them, your call.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of those temp ones say, well, you know, after the holidays, we might have to let you go. We don't know. A lot of them, they like you, and they're like, oh, shit, we got to keep this guy.
That's true.
This guy's great.
That is very true. Yeah, so it's something to look at.
Yes, indeed it is. All right.
You know.
Well, thank you for holding, Rose Marie.
Yeah,
we wish
thank
you the
you.
Best.
You
we shall be here tomorrow.
Card.
I gave her a red card
okay.
already.
I'm sorry.
From Archangel Uriah.
Oh, that's right. Got it.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Rose Marie. We shall be here tomorrow, but it shall be on News for the Soul. Hour earlier, different number.
Yes.
Thank you all, but not thank you all very much. You know what? I've learned something.
Yeah,
I
what
learned,
is it?
Did you? I don't know if you watched the chat. They were talking about some reality shows.
Yeah.
And I keep getting this freaking question a lot in that crossword puzzle. Hey, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Apparently, it's a reality show. Somebody talked about it in, where is it? It's a reality show. Let's see. It's another where celebrities go into the Australian jungle and take on tasks to survive. Lots of spiders and blah, blah, blah. Okay. So that's, apparently that's a popular one. I've never heard of it. I just see it in that.
What's the name of it?
Hey, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Is the
I've
name
never
of it.
Heard of it.
It's in my crossword puzzle, but once I see it, like, hey, there's a blank message, but it's in there so much I already know what it is. And I didn't know if it was a quote from a movie, a quote from a book. Now I know.
So don't forget it's a
reality TV show in the Aussie land, the land of the Aussies. Yes, indeed. What do you think about Kirstie? You want to weasel in here? It's her birthday.
We will get her.
Do it now or you want to wait till we do it? All right.
Kirstie, you're
you
going to get
us, even though it's late.
You get a birthday reading.
You shall get one, and I do say but. We have another caller that's been holding. 812 in Indiana. That's 812. You're the next caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
And you
it's
are?
Kristen.
Kristen. Yes. I meant to get a hold of you all day today. Please forgive me. Okay.
You don't
it's
have
okay.
to forgive
it's been wild. And
it's that time of year.
Are you free tomorrow?
No, I have to work.
Okay.
You got to work.
That's right. We will hook up. It's a hookup.
Oh, brown chicka brown cow. Sounds like the makings of a movie.
Oh, my God. Leave it to you. I have not come dirty yet.
Or have you? You just talked about a hookup.
She knows exactly what I mean.
I know.
All right, honey, yes. What's on your mind?
So I've been very blessed lately. I got a new job, and I start in a couple of weeks. And so I'm just kind of curious going, like, I don't know anybody I'm working with. I don't know anything about the group. So I'm curious about going into that. And I'm also curious, everything else has been working out for me lately, and I'm just wondering if I'm going to have love soon.
Oh, yeah.
Love is in the air.
Yeah, like the sign says behind me, all I want for Christmas is you.
Isn't that a song?
Oh, she wants love.
Isn't that a freaking Mariah Carey song or something?
Oh, that one that she sang today.
Miss is
on Sirius, it always makes me cry when she says, I miss you most at Christmas time.
That one
gets me right where I live. Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Well, are you nervous about the job? Is it with the government like you've been?
Yeah, it is. It is with the government, and it was for a promotion. I am nervous because I don't know anybody. You know, it's just I'm going in blind.
You're only a stranger for a day, really.
Yeah.
Well, maybe 3 days.
Where's it?
What do you think? You know?
I know what you're saying. And I think if you're going to use that logic, I think you have to say a day. You can't put anything beyond that.
Yeah.
It will still feel strange for who knows how long, but that's your first time. People see you. You're not a stranger after that, even though you're a new person. Now you're just a FNG, they call it.
What's that mean?
True.
A fucking new guy.
Oh,
FNG, we call him. FNG. Yep, FN new guy. Or gal. That's what's nice about the FNG acronym. It applies to both. Yes. Like, oh, we got an FNG coming. That's what we'll say. Oh, we got an FNG. So.
Yeah, but people are warm and receptive, right?
Oh, absolutely.
To the newbie?
Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. No, yeah. We use it in jest. And we don't even really use it when they're there. We just, when they're coming, oh, we got an FNG coming. Hey, I heard you guys got an FNG talking to another guy. Yeah. And they you have to, somebody has to bring that new person around to meet the entire, basically, department. They walk them around. Hey, this is our new guy. This is so-and-so. This is so-and-so.
Meet
oh,
and I greet. See.
Yeah.
And then they try to show you everything, and you can't remember of it.
I got you. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Deb. Yep.
And sadly, when I moved back here to Indiana, I moved in the middle of COVID. So it was a good 6 months to a year before I met the people I worked with.
That's true.
There was guys. That is a true statement. There was people I remember during COVID that gotten hired. And I think a couple people gotten jobs and never did actually physically meet them. Other jobs and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Funny. All right, what do you got, Deb?
All right, what I got for you is I think that you should just accept the holidays as they are rolling by here, as just going to be what they're going to be, okay? Because you do have new love coming, and it is in the new year, okay? So it's gonna really kind of knock you out. Go ahead.
Is this a new person? Is this going to be a new person, or is it going to be kind of new love with an old person?
I'm thinking it's with a new person because right now they're in the process of breaking up. I can't tell specifically if it's a marriage or just a romantic relationship that's been long term. She's a shrew. She's right here. Ooh. And he is so smart to be getting away from her. This woman, she would take him apart piece by piece if they were to stay. Yeah, she's got a lot of jealousy issues. She's possessive. She's bitchy. And he's getting out. He is getting out. And I think from what I feel here as I'm looking at the cards, they're staying together through Christmas into the new year. You know, I've read a lot about this. The biggest day for divorces in terms of filing is January 4th. That's when people say adios because they've stayed together for the family. You know, their extended family, their parents. But she is
And people say new year, new you. And so they're probably like, oh, it's a new year. I'm going to.
Well,
for divorce.
And it, you know, as the holidays get going, people start getting, you know, like they're on their last nerve. Not every get together is a celebration. Few of you in this Facebook chat know because we've talked about it. I remember many times that it turned into an all-out scream fest. Christmas tree being fired out the door.
My gosh.
Yeah, as a kid, yeah, somebody would pick it up and phew, away it would go. And it was a lot of times because people would drink too much. You know, and even grandma, great grandma, she'd have her highballs and pretty soon she'd be saying, you know, Harry, I've not forgiven you ever for what you did in 1967. Happy New Year, yeah. So, yeah, this woman needs to be tossed out on her keister. She's manipulative. Okay. I mean, I can't say one nice thing about her.
Okay.
Yeah,
whoever this guy is probably going to need some time to
to process.
Right.
But I think, and you know, I know you often end up with broken boyfriends, you know, that are still hung up on this one or that one, you know, from the past, and you start to feel like you're just a caregiver, you know, while they're... this guy's been wanting out for a long time. I can't right now figure out why he ever even got with her. I just feel like, here's what my feeling is. I think she told him she was pregnant, okay?
Oh, geez.
And maybe thought she was. But they ended up doing like a shotgun wedding, which people don't usually do anymore.
Hmm.
But
amazing. A little bit illegal.
What is? Well, it's just a term.
Well,
you know?
But once upon a time, it kind of wasn't a term, though, back in the old hillbilly days and stuff like that.
Right, that's true.
Knock my daughter up, you're going to marry her. Your brain's going to be splattered all over the countryside.
I had an uncle, personally, who went to this boy's family. They were like in college, his daughter and the boy, and she got pregnant. And he went there with his checkbook, flipped it open, and said, "All right, how much? How much for him to walk down the aisle?" Yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, I feel that she said she was pregnant, maybe never was, ironically, or whatever word you want to use. She told him before the wedding, you know, like 2 weeks before, that she wasn't pregnant anymore. Had a miscarriage. But, you know, everything's in place, so he went ahead with this wedding is what I think. Oh. And they have fought like cats and dogs. He's looking for peace and serenity and, you know. So I think you're going to find him intersecting your path. Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, this is about the new guy for you. But I just wanted you to know, it's just a matter of legalities now. He's really done.
Yeah.
You know, and you probably know yourself and a lot of you out there that are listening. Sometimes people stay together for such a long time that they end up hating each other. You know, where they should have...
A lot of it's a love-hate, too.
They should have called it quits long
ago. Some of those old couples, they act like they hate each other, but they don't.
No, but I'm talking about young people that get together.
Oh, that kind of, I got you. Yeah, there is that. There is that.
Where she's telling her girlfriends, "Oh, he drinks now, but you wait. Once that ring's on his finger, his buddies are going to be taking flight because I said so." Things like that. So, yeah, here we go.
Here is your healing angel card reading, and the subject is courage. You have what it takes. Just do it. We, your angels, are here to support you. So basically have courage because the angels are behind you.
So go in that job, balls out, Kristen.
Balls to the wall.
All right.
That's right. Grow a pair by the time the job, you know, comes up. And just when it go in there, like Jim said, balls to the wall.
Balls to the wall.
Yeah.
Maybe 80, maybe early 80s.
It was 70s. In that Down Periscope movie.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that, but it was late 70s or early 80s song. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank
you. Yeah, hon. And I will get with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, hon.
Okay, buckwheat. All right. Thank you very much.
I've known her for quite some time. She used to come into the office. And, she's got a fascinating life. Yeah. And just a really great gal. So.
All right. Kirstie.
Suzanne.
It is time.
Oh, Terry Sue's off to the toilet. Is it Bree? I read somewhere, is this true, that in the UK you have to pay to use the bathrooms, like in bars or pubs and restaurants?
There was some place I remember. I can't remember where I was in Europe. We were on a tour bus.
Yeah.
We stopped somewhere. I don't remember what country it was in, and there was a dude standing there expecting to get money. I'm thinking, now, is he just some guy that said, "I'll just stand up because these are dumb squids from another country, and I get to stand here and expect them to pay"? I didn't pay. I don't screw you, buddy. I'll start an international fight. I'm not going
to
pay.
You have
shit.
To pay.
There's not a sign there. I'm not paying. There's some dude standing there expecting money. You know what? After I'm done peeing, I will not wash my hands, then I'll smack you.
Oh, Catherine, I'm starting to remember that from when I was a kid, traveling like on Greyhound, going somewhere. I remember you did have to put a dime in the little thing. Now, some friends went with the Navy Reserve to Poland, and she said, oh, yeah, you've got to pay to use the toilets there.
I see. I don't remember what country that was in. Oh, there you go, Deb. Birthday girl.
Oh, I got it.
Well, answer it. Maybe the volume will come on automatically. Click it. Whoop.
Hello. Hi.
The sound is on.
Did I scare you?
I've got a cold.
Oh,
it is that time of year. Crappy, crappy cold time of year.
And they're nasty this year, those colds. Yeah. I hate them. So what is on your mind, happy birthday,
happy
girl?
Happy birthday to Kirsty. I won't sing because I don't want to hurt anybody.
I just find it, first of everything hard. With AD being gone, so last year, you weren't really with it.
Oh.
So, this year is, the first year, not actually the first because you don't actually...
That's right.
Remember
you,
it.
You rather recently lost your husband.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've got a young daughter and maybe other children.
Yeah, there's five kids altogether.
Whoa.
Holy,
you were a busy girl.
Oh, there's a lot of their papooses. All right.
Well, excuse me. Grief is a journey all of its own. You know, some people some people are able to process and find peace.
If you don't get over it, you move on. You figure out how to deal with the everyday grief because it's never going to go.
And it never really goes. It just becomes different.
You just got to learn how to live with it. Park it someplace so you can still do other stuff.
Is this like a shadow over the holidays and things for you?
Yeah, it's like we're supposed to just have Christmas. We're just going to have Christmas with me and the kids, but now there's going to be 10 of us because my friends are coming up from elsewhere.
Well, that's...
And it's like a big, massive panic station because it's always just been me aiding the kids.
Yeah. Well, I hope they don't stress you out and make you do all the work.
Oh, no, they won't.
Is that your kids?
Pardon?
Was that your children?
We hear somebody...
Yeah.
No, that's TV in the background.
Oh, okay. Thought maybe somebody was...
It sounded like somebody say we're going home. I thought it was... I thought I heard in the background. I don't know what it was.
Well, I'm going to tell you about a birthday reading. The date of your birth is a very important day in your life. It's the day you came into the world, okay? And every birthday since then, it holds its own energy. It has its own magic, you could say.
Yeah.
But we're every time, now you having a birthday, it's like you're at the top of a mountain, right up there, and you have a 360-degree view of your life, your future, all right? So this is a great time to be manifesting, making, wishes, we wish on a birthday cake.
Yeah.
It's a great time just to be doing that. Because you're planting seeds for the future using the energy of the date of your birth. And I hope that makes sense.
Yeah.
So what specifically would you like? I'm going to tell you a lot of things.
Yeah, it is a birthday reading, so yeah.
So tell me, what specifically would you like to know?
I don't really know, to be honest. I said it. I've been in the background on the Facebook page, but I don't really know because, as I said, it's obviously with the grief being quite singing, and just you want to move on, but then you can't, you don't want to move on.
Yeah, I know. I've been there. Oh, yeah, there's a, what is that?
Looks like our air freshener. Looks like an automatic air freshener. I love those. I love them to death.
It's up on your shelf.
Is that an automatic air freshener sprayer?
Yeah.
Ah, those things are badass. Love them. Then you can set the timing if you really got some issues. You can have things go off all the time. But
Yeah, I've got the Christmas air freshener in it.
Oh, yeah, it is that time of year. Family Dollar will start having those Christmas ones.
Yeah. I don't like the one you got in there.
You don't like
it. I don't know if it's Tahitian Dream or...
I don't know.
And if they put those in the bathroom, you have to make sure that the bathroom odors will blend with the scent that you're bringing in.
Yeah, is there actually a blend with poop and anything?
I remember one in the bathroom and it sprayed my brother-in-law in the face.
Yeah, the bathroom it's too small, unless you're like in a mansion bathroom. But typically your bathroom is such a small area, I don't know you really want that bathroom going off every, whatever you set it for.
All right, here we go. I'm laying out your cards. And I put a specific on your cards for you.
Specific.
Who says that?
That's Sylvester the Cat, Tweety. He talks with that.
Oh, that's right.
Pussycat. That's what Tweety says.
The intention that I put on your cards was to know if your husband had any messages for you in spirit. And he does. And I also want you to know that, any worries or fears you have about those kids, I think all mothers do, but they are going to make you very proud in the future. You are doing a wonderful job with them.
Wunderbar.
You really are. And I know it's a rough and rocky road that you're walking, you know, and you have to have some kind of uplifting spirit so the kids don't get worried that you're going to leave them too. You know, what's your husband, and this might even get me teary-eyed. Your husband is telling me in spirit that he wants for you to be able to do all the things that the two of you had talked about doing, the plans you have made. He wants you to be very comfortable financially. And for you to see the places in the world that you wanted to see. So I want you to know he's right there with you. Yeah, maybe you feel his presence.
Yeah, there's loads of stuff that's been going off in the house since his past.
So talk to him. Yeah, talk to him. If he was a prankster, he likely is still doing pranks. My late husband is. I will often say, come on, Daryl, I need to know where that earring went.
Not so much anymore, though.
No, it's kind of passing. But
I've actually lost my handbag.
Your what? I'm sorry. What you've lost?
My handbag.
The handbag.
Oh, handbag. Handbag?
Yeah.
Oh, did you find it?
No, we're still looking.
Oh,
but
boy.
You know you lost it in your abode?
In where you live?
In your home?
Or
don't you know
where
that?
I normally put it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, maybe he's letting you know he's there.
As long as you lose something in your walls, it doesn't alarm you as much.
And sometimes things will materialize where you knew it wasn't there before. That's a little chilling. He wants you, when you're ready, to love somebody else. He doesn't want you to spend your life alone. Okay? But when you're ready. See, I'm going to tear up over this because it's just, you really lost a great, wonderful husband. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't mean to make you cry.
No, it's fine. Good.
So, for your birthday, for this year, this should be a year of planting a lot of seeds for the future. You know, I don't mean like go out and grow a garden, but that wouldn't hurt either with the way prices are, you know. A lot of people are using their balconies and stuff like that to have a balcony garden, things of that nature, because everything's so expensive. But also start dreaming about what you want down the road. And it will come to you. It will come to you. You have a really charismatic spirit. And it's one of the things he loved most about you. Because you were so full of life for him. So he's going to be with you always. And I'll bet you anything that he's going to guide someone to love you, to you.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't think it gets any better than that. You know what I mean? So, honey, you enjoy your birthday. Be glad that he's still available for you to speak to in spirit. Because sometimes...
Finish. Yeah. That was just me signaling
you. Sometimes they will get busy in the afterlife with other things. Okay? Like, it's like their souls go through... Their spirit goes through, like, afterlife training. All right. So, Jim, what you got?
Well, I got... So when you say it's your birthday, in other words, you mean because it's past midnight, it's your birthday is actually Monday. Okay, cool. So it wasn't before the show started. It is now.
No.
That's awesome. Yeah. Then it is truly her birthday. Indeed it is. All right. With a standby, I have... Got to do the damn harps. Here we go. The subject of her healing cards is anxiety. It says, we surround you with healing light of amethyst. Take a deep breath and breathe in this beautiful violet light.
Mm.
Feel your anxiety melting away. There's nothing to fear. There is only love.
Oh, amethyst.
Amethyst.
Good
I didn't
one.
Know that. Violet light, it says.
Yeah.
Purple.
Well, we wish you a very happy birthday.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just beginning.
Keep coming.
It's just beginning.
We'll likely be here on the holidays.
We just, yeah, the holidays are going to be like, who knows? Tomorrow we shall be here.
Yeah.
Wednesday is probably fairly definite, right?
Yes.
And then after that, we just wing it.
I'm trying to get a lady in to be a guest. Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah, she's suffering.
Yeah, to be a guest tomorrow, hopefully on News for the Soul. She does fantastic healings. So I'll send out a message if she's going to be with us tomorrow, okay? I mean, the work she does is fantastic. And guess what? She's from Minnesota, too.
No, I don't think Kirsty.
Oh, well,
gives
I'm telling,
shits about that.
Yeah, I'm telling the others, yeah.
Yeah, I'm from Blackpool in the U.K.
Blackpool, because people were asking.
Yeah.
Well, the UK folks, they all try to nail each other's accents and speech patterns
down.
It
seems like you all have a different dialect.
We do here, like a lot of countries do.
I was originally from Nottingham.
Okay.
And I moved up to Blackpool 20 years ago to be with Ada, my husband.
Oh, you unplugged me. That's nice.
I'm sorry.
It'll be all right because we're going to probably wrap it soon. So don't kill yourself if you can't get it.
All right, I won't.
Don't kill yourself. All right, thank you so much.
Well, yes.
Happy birthday once again.
Thank you so much for that.
Joining us, hon.
Yeah, I'm glad you stuck around, too.
You're welcome.
You patiently waited for it, too.
Take care.
Thank you very much.
We widows have to stick together, you know.
Widowmakers?
Widowmakers.
No, I'm just kidding. You guys aren't. You are not.
Bye-bye, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
All right, Deb, I think we shall put an exclamation point on it. Yes? I mean, you know, we've extended the show
to get
the birthday reading.
I'm glad we could give her that.
Well, of course.
She's having a rough time.
Well, just in general, too. You got to try to get the birthday folks in. So you got to extend it. So, well, we appreciate it, folks. Anybody that didn't call and get a reading, we are doing, what are we doing? You know, Deb, tell them what we're doing tomorrow, where we are, who we are, what we're doing.
The show on News for the Soul, I think she calls it Friend, Deborah and Friends.
Whatever, it's Monday.
Yeah, it's basically what we do. It's on Monday, 6 p.m., not 7 p.m.
Right.
Yeah, so...
1 hour earlier, no matter where you are.
And she does archive the shows, so if you can't join us, you know, for some reason... Then it'll be available if you want to watch.
Statement.
We do have to dial it down a little
bit.
It's
a PG-13.
Yeah.
But we were pretty much PG-13 tonight.
We were.
I mean, I had to do the F thing because we had to define FNG.
Yeah.
So I had to drop an F-bomb there to properly define the FNG of the F, you know. You know what I'm saying? I could have said frickin', but I kind of hate that frickin' thing. Because it rhymes with firkin, and those are good.
What's a firkin?
That's the little frickin', those little... casks, the beer casks, the firkins are so yummy.
Birkin.
It's a cask condition beers. They're specially conditioned in this little firkin. It's great. It's good beers and ales. Yes!
You know, I saw one at the store today. that you put different, it's for liquor.
That was for liquor, though.
Did you see it?
No, but I've seen them in the past.
Yeah, and, you know, I thought Lance might enjoy something like that.
Yeah. We should see how many big objects we can package in a box and send to Texas that'll cost more than the gift itself. Have you seen the UPS rates? Oh, damn.
Are they bad?
Yeah, they're bad. They have been bad for the last few years. They're bad. Whatever you're boxing up, that better be $100.
We used to pay exorbitant fees, though, because we'd send home, remember, Jim, those great big boxes?
Because there was no Amazon.
No, there wasn't.
Now there's Amazon, and you can go to somebody's favorite restaurant, and just they'll email them a gift card. It's so cool.
Oh, they will? Well, that's, yeah, that's
my,
right.
I give them my mom
that's
and dad
right.
all the time.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, they love, like, Outback and Red Lobster and all that stuff. They love that stuff.
For
Texas
years,
Roadhouse? Oh, yeah. My God, yeah.
For years, he's been giving his parents on whatever anniversary or whatever it was, he'd send a restaurant gift card. And I remember the one year you sent him an Applebee's.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the deal was. We had bad service.
We tried to go to one and had an issue.
And on the way out the door, I heard your mom saying, I hate this
Everybody
place.
Else did, yeah. But that was way back when there was no electronic. I had to physically buy it, like at a grocery store, put it in a Christmas card and send it. That was the old school way. That was before the internet days when we did that.
All right. Well, then I think that we should do it.
Good night.
Ken, you know, when we have a birthday, you have a happy birthday.
I will find that.
Yeah.
That was my goal.